No, I think I'll lay right here, in bed all day. I don't really feel like moving. I mean, you didn't either, huh? When I wanted to go out to that new restaurant and you said, not right now, or not today, or whatever you said. No, I'm not mad at that. I'm perfectly fine. But since we're not leaving, I just want to lay right here. You know, really enjoy how comfortable the bed is. Oh, sure. You just wanted to relax home today, huh? You just wanted to tell me no, because you hate me. Oh, do you still love me? Because it doesn't really feel like that. So I'm not moving. Even though I love you with all of my heart. But I'm just gonna lay here. Oh, to quote you? No. Because why would I want to go anywhere else? Why would I want to go to the living room? I just want to stay in bed and relax. No, I know what your plan is. You want to break up with me. You think I'm annoying. So, why don't I just be annoying? And then you'll get the courage to break up with me. Yeah, I wonder. Why would I think that you thought that I was annoying? Maybe it's because yesterday, I heard your friends talking about me. Telling you that I'm annoying. Asking you why you're still with me. Because I'm just an annoying, bratty, just... And I thought maybe those were all just jokes. But when I asked you if you wanted to go to that restaurant, and you said no, I understood. You do think I'm annoying. I don't think I'm jumping to any conclusions. Thank you very much. I get it. Your friends think I'm an annoying, spoiled brat. So why not prove them right? Show them how annoying and bratty and spoiled little princess I can be. Although I don't see any of the spoiling. Don't look at me like that. I'm just giving your friends what they want. So they can convince you to break up with me. Of course, your friends are just worried about you. Why? Because I was clinging on to you yesterday? Because I really, really love you. And I love being around you. And the moment I stop being around you, your friends talk bad about me. But maybe I am just jumping to conclusions. No, my feelings are fine. They don't deserve to be hurt. I didn't hear you sticking up for me. Well, maybe I left too soon. But what would you have said? Tell your friends to back off and that I'm a wonderful girlfriend and although I'm a bit clingy and maybe a little annoying sometimes and sometimes a bit bratty, that I'm a good girlfriend? That you love me and you just want to be with me? I'm not getting angry. And these tears are tears of just too much water in my eyes. So they're just leaking to... Sorry, I don't want to be annoying. So you just go relax in the living room, or lay on the other side of the bed, or do whatever it is you wanted to do. And I'm gonna lay here and try not to be annoying. Oh, or I can listen to you and go hang out with you in the living room. Oh, but I don't want to just be too clingy and become so annoying and... Wow, how did you piece that together? Yes, I guess my feelings were a bit hurt. You don't have to apologize. You're not the one who said it. Maybe you did stick up for me, but I didn't stick around to listen. I don't know why your friends were so mean to me. Okay, not all of them. Just like a couple. Maybe they don't have girlfriends who want to be near them, and they're jealous. Or maybe I am annoying, and too clingy, and... I'm just gonna lay here. What are you doing? I thought you wanted to go hang out in the living room and just unwind. Well, you don't need to stay here and cuddle me. Your friends might think that you're annoying if you're gonna cuddle me and cling on to me. And... You don't have to be sorry. I'm just upset. And all I did was give you love and attention and affection. And then they wanted you to break up with me. Freaking idiots. I do love you. And that's why this hurts. I never thought that you could love someone too much. But I guess my love is too much. You're only saying that because I feel sad. You don't need to be nice to me. If I annoy you, you can tell me. And I'll back off. Or I'll try to be less annoying. Okay. Thank you for cuddling me. I guess I did just let it get all to my head. I just don't know why anyone could be so mean. And then... I'm sorry. I did all of this because I was upset with your friends. I didn't realize you stood up for me. You don't deserve me acting this way. I know. My feelings were hurt. But I could have talked to you. You could have talked to me too, but you didn't know I heard all that. It's not your fault. I'm sorry for being so stubborn and not wanting to leave the bed. And... I don't mean to be annoying if I am. Okay, well, maybe I should talk to your friends. Tell them that you don't think I'm annoying, and that you love me, and... No, that'll just give them more fuel to talk bad about me. Your other friends are nice. They know that I love you. That I love being around you. But those couple of friends... they just don't understand love when they see it. Okay, I feel a little better. So I guess if you want to go watch something in the living room, I'll go with you. And if I can cuddle you, that would be great. But if not, I understand. Good, let's go. I'll make the bed later. I hate making the bed.